could see lights flashing in the corner of my eye. I thought something was reflecting in my glasses, so I took them off, but it was still the same. After a while, I realised that I couldn't quite see things properly either. The opposite side of my head felt slightly painful for the next day or two. This was the first time I experienced a mild migraine.
Welcome to Women of Hope. I wonder, do you suffer from headaches? Almost all of us have suffered from a headache at some time in our life. Headaches and migraines are perhaps the most common health complaint and can last for as little as an hour or up to several days. People of any age can be affected. What about you, Carol?
Well, Tammy, I do get regular headaches, but only when there's going to be a storm. My doctor says that it has something to do with the air pressure and how the storm affects that. But you've been doing some research on headaches, haven't you? I hope you didn't get a headache doing all that work.
Oh, no. I took my time and was under no pressure at all. But, you know, lots of study and pressure to get a job done can cause headaches.
So tell us all what you found out.
Well, millions of people suffer from headaches, from mild pain to very severe migraine headaches. Most of us have experienced them, and we know that they can be quite painful, but they're usually harmless.
And that's good to know.
Occasionally, though, a headache can point to a serious disease, such as a brain tumor or stroke. So it's very important to see your doctor if you have headaches often or headaches that are severely painful.
There are different kinds of headaches, aren't there?
There certainly are, Carol, and there are many different causes as well. There are three main kinds of headaches that we're going to talk about today. Tension headaches, those are the most common. Migraine headaches that many people suffer from, and one you may not have heard of. Cluster headaches.
Well, let's start at the beginning and talk about tension headaches. I know I've had these in the past.
Tension headaches are the most common. 2 out of every 3 people experience them in their lifetime. These headaches usually create a feeling of tight pressure around the head, almost like a rubber band. Very often, they're caused by physical or emotional stress, so they're best treated by making lifestyle changes. For example, exercise, diet, posture changes, and managing the level of stress in your life.
So if you have a lot of headaches, maybe you need to check whether you're sitting in a nice straight position if you work at a desk a lot. And if you do a job that requires a lot of the same movements, take regular small breaks and stretch or change your position.
If you're working in a noisy environment, you could ask your employer about ear protection that you might be able to wear. And if you've injured your neck at any time, this may be causing your headaches. So see your healthcare worker and talk about possible treatments. Even problems with your teeth or your jaw can cause headaches. So if your headaches don't go away after you've changed some of these things, see your doctor or healthcare worker for help.
Now, you mentioned diet. Do you mean that maybe certain foods can cause your headache?
They most certainly can, especially when it comes to the next kind of headache, migraines. Migraine headaches feel like throbbing or pulsing pain. At the same time, or before it comes on, you may see odd things like lights or patches where you can't see things properly. As Ross described, you may have numbness in your face, hands, and feet, or nausea and vomiting, and you may be very sensitive to light. Migraines can be triggered or caused by many things, including certain foods, stress, heat and cold, strong smells, fatigue, and hormonal changes. 3 times more women than men suffer from migraines. So they think hormonal changes may definitely be one of the major causes. Most people who suffer from migraines need medical help. So if you have severe headaches like these, see your doctor or healthcare worker. They will help you to find out what's causing them and how you can treat them.
On Women of Hope today, we're talking about headaches. We've mentioned common tension headaches and a little bit about migraines. Tammy, you said there was another kind earlier. I think you called it a cluster headache. So what are they?
Well, what I found out about cluster headaches is that these are not nearly as common as tension headaches or migraine. And more men suffer from them than women. And they're not very nice. They usually cause severe pain in one eye, and they may include other symptoms like swelling and watering of the eye. The cause of these headaches is not well known, but they think that both cigarettes and alcohol trigger them. Most people who suffer from cluster headaches need medication.
Okay, so if we have a lot of headaches, or very painful headaches, not very often, we should definitely see our doctor or our healthcare worker.
He or she will want to know some very important things, such as, where is the pain? Is it over the top of your head? Around one eye? In front or the back of your head? How strong is the pain? How long does it last? How often do you get it? What else comes with the pain? Like, do you see lights? Do you also have a sore neck? What kinds of things bring on the headache or make it worse? Certain foods? What makes the headache feel better? Lying down in a dark room or massage?
And what did you find out about how these headaches can be treated?
Treating a headache really depends on its cause. But some of the more common treatments include painkillers from a pharmacy, such as aspirin or paracetamol, relaxation techniques such as a massage, that's my favorite, changes to your diet, other kinds of therapies like acupuncture or chiropractic treatment, trying to reduce stress, and medication that a doctor will prescribe.
So if you suffer from regular headaches, is there anything that you can do to help yourself? I think most of us just wait for our headaches to come on, and then we try to do something about it.
There are actually many things we can do to avoid headaches or to try to prevent you from getting them so often. Keep a headache diary if you can to try to find a pattern, like what you do, eat or drink, your hormonal cycle, medications or other changes in your environment. Take this to your doctor to help him or her to diagnose the cause of your headaches. Try to avoid triggers that may bring on a headache, like drinking alcohol or eating certain foods. Make changes in your lifestyle that may help reduce your headaches. Eat well. Get enough sleep. Do some regular exercise and try to reduce stress. Finally, plan ahead. Look out for the warning signs of a headache and make sure that you have medication on hand wherever you go. And if you feel a headache coming on, stop what you're doing and do whatever you need to do to ease it. Take some medication if necessary to stop it getting worse. Stretch your head and neck. Give your neck or head a massage. Go for a walk in the fresh air.
Tammy, this has really been helpful, and I want to thank you for all your research. Now, all of us need to learn to deal with our headaches in a way that's right for each of us as individuals.
All of us have suffered in one way or another, haven't we? People can suffer physical problems, emotional problems, or spiritual problems. Our friend Stevie has suffered a lot. You may remember she is disabled, and although her body doesn't always work properly, she has a very clear mind and can express how she feels so well. Carol's going to read something she wrote that she wanted to share with us about her suffering.
Stevie said, "Have you ever wondered why God allows so much suffering? when he says that he loves us so much and is in complete control? I have. I think most of us have asked this question at some time. And I'm sure that people who have suffered a lot have asked this question. They may have a loved one who has suffered, or they may be discouraged or sad about the awful stories that they've heard about what has happened to others. I feel like that sometimes. From around the world, I hear stories of abuse, oppression, poverties and war, injuries and illness, neglect and natural disasters. I've suffered myself, too. I was born with a disability called cerebral palsy. My mind works fine for thinking, but my body is slow and wobbly. My mind can and wants to do so much more than my body is able to, and this causes me grief and frustration. And what about the pain of losing a loved one to death? We've all felt that pain. Why does God allow these painful things to happen? Let me go back to the beginning. When God created the world, it was perfect, free from suffering. People could enjoy a loving relationship with God and each other. But people chose to rebel against God. We still do things that displease God. His word tells us that this is called sin. Do you do things that displease God? I sure do. I sometimes make bad decisions. Rebellion against God has brought rejection, guilt, and shame into the world. And so the world is broken. There is brokenness between us and God, within ourselves, our relationships, and the world. Have you experienced brokenness in your life? I have suffered the consequences of bad decisions that I've made in my life. I've experienced guilt and shame and lost opportunities. Do you suffer the consequences of bad decisions that you've made? They can be as simple as suffering from some health problems because we don't take good care of our bodies or our teeth, to having whole communities suffer the effects of disease because we've ignored good practices for having clean water or proper sanitation.
Stevie is right. Suffering is everywhere. Here on Women of Hope, Carol is sharing some thoughts that our friend Stevie wrote about suffering. Let's keep listening.
Stevie continues, many people in this world suffer from other people acting cruelly towards them. Sometimes I wonder why God doesn't stop this. But God treats every person with dignity. He gives them the freedom to think and make choices for themselves. Imagine if God took away our freedom to choose between good and evil. We would lose our ability to think for ourselves. We would only think and do whatever God made us think and do. And just like your radio that only turns on and off when you turn the knobs. And if we would only think and do whatever God made us think and do, love would lose its meaning. Because part of the joy in being loved is that someone has chosen to love you, not been forced to love you. On top of having a disability, I have had poor health for the last 4 years. I keep on asking God to heal me. And others have asked God to heal me too. I don't know why he hasn't done so, but as I think about what to do with the little energy I have, I learn about what matters most in life, and I've become more patient and tolerant. Through suffering, I've learned some important things about life. I'm more able to identify with those who suffer. I can show them compassion and comfort them. God has brought so much good out of my suffering, just as he has promised to in his word, the Bible, which says, God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him.
Have you ever been hurting because you've missed someone so much, or because someone hasn't understood you, or they've treated you badly? Maybe they said something nasty to you or ignored you. Maybe they abandoned or rejected you. Let's listen to more of what Stevie has to share with us.
When I'm hurt, I get some idea of how God feels when people hurt him. Since God loves every single person infinitely, we cannot imagine the pain that he feels over us. When Jesus Christ came to this earth, he suffered everything that people have ever suffered. When he died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins, he suffered physically, emotionally, and spiritual agony. God promises that those who love him and believe that Jesus died to save them from their punishment will one day be with him in heaven. He promises that those people will never suffer in heaven and that they will have joy far greater than their suffering on earth. God's word, the Bible says, God will remove all of their sorrows and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain, for the old world and its evils are gone forever. I don't fully understand why God allows suffering, but I know that he loves me. I felt him comfort and strengthen me when I'm in pain. He promises to comfort and strengthen and encourage anyone who asks him. He is a compassionate God who knows, understands, and feels our pain, because he himself suffers too. In his word, the Bible, God promises this, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Because I have experienced God's comfort and compassion, I trust his promise that he is good and only does good things. I trust him even when I don't know why he's allowing me and others to suffer. God's love and his promises give me comfort and joy and hope for myself and for the world.
Thank you, Carol, for sharing Stevie's thoughts about suffering. She's so right. God cares about our suffering. He does love us and will never leave us alone. He offers each one of us comfort and strength when we suffer or are in pain. He is a compassionate God. Mornette is here today to tell us about what happens when we pray.
Sometimes when we pray and ask God for something, his answer is wait or not just now. A young married couple wanted to have a family, so they prayed that God would give them a child. Soon they were expecting a baby and were very happy. But before long, they lost their baby. Their dreams of a family were shattered. The doctors told them they were not very likely to have another child, so they gave their situation to God. They trusted that he was going to do what was best for them. They decided to adopt a baby. They had to wait a long time, 8 years, until they received their new baby girl. A few months later, the wife became pregnant with her own baby. Because she had lost her first baby, she was afraid, but they decided to trust God's plan for their family. Just over 1 year after receiving their little girl, their little son was born. God had answered their prayers for a family, but not as they had expected. They had waited a long time. Waiting on God is not always easy. His silence doesn't mean he's forgotten you. In these times, he wants to teach us to trust him. He wants us to learn that his plans for us are the best they could be, and they're always for our good.
We've heard a lot about suffering today and how it can help us to trust God and empathize with the people around us who are also suffering. Let's take a moment and pray and ask God to help us as we go through our times of suffering. Won't you join us?
Father God, we want to thank you that through our suffering, You teach us many things. You teach us to understand the pain of others, and you teach us to trust you. Thank you for sending Jesus to suffer for us, to die on the cross, to take the punishment of our sin. Thank you for your compassion and your love. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
We would love to hear from you.
You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.